Did you ever think of your mailbox as a money-making opportunity? Well, the Trump administration thinks it is, maybe a way to rescue the U.S. Postal Service from billions of dollars of debt. The White House is proposing that the USPS sell access to your mailbox to private companies such as FedEx and UPS. For more, let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
So this would be a big change to a 1934 restriction that says only Postal Service mail carriers can deliver to a mailbox, which means, by the way, even slipping a card into your neighbor's mailbox is illegal. Is that for real?
Believe it or not, it is. As you said, in 1934, a law was passed putting, quote unquote, any mailable matter into a mailbox is illegal unless you're a postal service worker. And, you know, there have been efforts in the past to do away with it. For example, I found a very lengthy 1997 report from the General Accounting Office to the House of Representatives discussing the pros and cons of this restriction and whether or not they should loosen it. But as of today, it still stands. I'm not sure how often it is actually prosecuted, but technically, yes, it's illegal to drop a card in your neighbor's mailbox.
Which is why FedEx and UPS, if they're delivering something to you, they just put it on your doorstep.
That's exactly right. And so the appeal to them would be, should they be able to legally gain access to people's mailboxes? Say, for example, in the suburbs, they would no longer have to stop their truck and park it and walk up the driveway to put it in on someone's front porch. They could just drop smaller packages into the mailbox. And that kind of shows you what the post office is thinking as far as, why these companies would be willing to pay for access to mailboxes.
And these companies would just pay the U.S. Postal Service?
Yeah, that's the idea, according to the Wall Street Journal, which had a story out on it yesterday. It's unclear exactly what the terms would be. I'm sure there'd be a negotiating process, but that's the general idea.
It gets us to the bigger question of why the Postal Service, which lost nearly $4 billion last year, why is it losing so much money, given that everything that people are buying right now is being shipped?
Right. Well, there's a couple main reasons. One of them being people just don't mail as many letters and cards as they used to because of, email and electronic communications. But also the Postal Service is saddled with very significant costs for pensions and other retirement benefits. And that's probably the main reason why they struggle. And again, remember, the Postal Service was designed to be a government service, not exactly a profit center. So that's part of it, too.
So what do you think is going to happen? Is this Trump administration idea to sell access to people's mailboxes going to go anywhere?
I think it's certainly something that they should study. The argument against it, obviously, is the Postal Union views it as almost a privatization of the Postal Service. So I think there will be some debate and study, but it's important to point out that the Postal Service already does partner with FedEx and UPS and other commercial delivery companies for what they call that last mile access. I doubt that these companies will find it very attractive to sort of take over that bread and butter mail delivery of cards and bills and that sort of thing.
Well, one thing is for sure, Mike, and that is that we are all criminals, because I'm sure that we have all put a piece of mail into somebody's mailbox before.
Yeah, I know I'm guilty.
Part of the Postal Service. Mike Regan at Bloomberg, thank you.
Thank you.